The Sound of Tomorrow, from the studios of tomorrow, KMPC Los Angeles, dedicated to better understanding through better communication.
Good morning, everyone. Bruce Anson, KMPC News, with an early 10 o'clock report. Brought to you by Beneficial Finance Company. Looking for cash for any good reason? Get that big okay at Beneficial. You can always be sure of fast, friendly service. Police fired tear gas in Berkeley last night to break up a milling crowd of nearly 4,000 students and others blocking four streets leading from the University of California campus. At least three fires were started and fire trucks plowed through barricades erected earlier by the demonstrators. It was the second consecutive night police used tear gas to break up demonstrations. At least three policemen and six others were injured in the disturbance. Berkeley police would not say if any arrests were made. Judy Garland, while performing last night in New Jersey before 5,000 persons, collapsed and was rushed to the hospital. KMPC News has this report from a spokeswoman at the Monmouth Medical Center on the hard luck singer's condition this morning.
Judy Garland was admitted to Monmouth Medical Center after she collapsed during her performance at the Garden State Arts Center. A medical bulletin issued by the hospital medical staff and said Ms. Garland was suffering from exhaustion. The bulletin says that x-rays have been taken, but there showed no injuries. Other tests are being made. Ms. Garland was admitted as a patient and will probably be here for a few days. Her condition is fair.
A spokeswoman for the Monmouth, New Jersey Medical Center on the condition of Judy Garland, who collapsed last night. And now here's Channel Watch, a KMPC exclusive with direct ship-to-shore radio reports on wind and sea conditions for beachgoers and boating enthusiasts from a boat of the United States Power Squadron. Come in, SeaQuest.
Good morning, this is Ralph Brubaker aboard the SeaQuest. At the present time, we're located in the vicinity of King Harbor, Redondo Beach. We have a wind about 5 knots from the southeast. Visibility here is about 5 miles. It is cloudy. There's a light haze. Sea conditions are calm. There is a light swell. Air temperature is about 67 degrees. Sea temperature about 66 degrees. There are no small craft warnings at the present time. Now, this is Ralph Brubaker for Channel Watch aboard the SeaQuest. Sending you to Herb Green, flying somewhere over Southern California for Air Watch.
We're now 10,000 feet directly above Mount Wilson and have a clear view of all of Southern California. This bright sunshine above us here is burning on this deck of clouds below us where the tops are around 2,900 feet now. And sun is beginning to penetrate some of the inland valleys, and it should work its way back to the coastline by sometime midday. Overall, a very pleasant day throughout all resort areas of Southern California. With the high forecast for the Weather Bureau of around 77 degrees. KMPC, twin engine, air white, 3 clear.
KMPC News time is 15 seconds past 10 o'clock.
Want cash to make those vacation dreams come true this summer? Come to where the money is. Beneficial Finance.
Get that big okay at Beneficial. Get that big okay for cash today. Come to where the money is for cash. The Beneficial way is the smart way. The right way too. When you want cash, here's the thing to do.
Come to where the money is. Come to Beneficial. Beneficial Finance Company, where the money
here in the Los Angeles area, over 100 Beneficial offices are within sound of my voice. See the white pages, yes, the white pages of your phone book for the office nearest you. Loans up to $5,000, and remember, your loan can be life insured if desired.